Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for killer great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now this hour we get part three of our chat with Linda Gail Lewis.
You know, James, I wouldn't be a female rocker if it hadn't been for Wanda Jackson.
Much more coming up in just a bit. Plus we get our killer countdown brought to us by Lanark Records as we count down the top 20 of your favorite Jerry Lee Lewis tracks to celebrate the killer's birthday. Now this hour we hit the top 10 as we hear numbers 10 through number 6 later on the program. Now let's kick things off with something brand new from Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin. It's the first single from their Lost Time project titled World's in a Bad Condition on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move. Well, the preacher comes to your house and you ask him to rest his hat. You know the next thing the reverend wants to know is, sister, where's your husband at? I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move. Now you see that politician that he claims that he's working for you, but when he asks you, he slips a dollar down in his shoe. I declare this whole world is in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move.
I declare this whole world is in a bad condition. nation, I declare this whole world's in a bad condition. I guess I better make a move. I better move. I better move.
Hi, this is Sonny Burgess of the Pacers, and I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's a rockabilly and blues radio hour with Jammin' James Riley. That's Jim Riley.
Her eyes were blue, hair was auburn. Her smile was like angel fat.
Sonny Burgess with a title cut of Tennessee Border from 1992, produced by Dave Allen, who we heard from starting off the show. Also features Dave on guitars as well. Now let's get back into our interview with Linda Gail Lewis. But first, we want to hear Big Bayou from her album Gas Station Flowers.
I took a long, long trip to the city. I was determined to get somewhere. I spent all my hard-earned money I had saved to put me there. Big Bayou, ready to go, to the river that's running slow, and to the Gulf of Mexico. Big Bayou, carry me home. I took a cotton picking job in Memphis, and the people there treated me good. But my luck ran bad in Nashville. I had to walk the streets of Hollywood. Big Bayou, carry me home, where the river is running slow, and to the Gulf of Mexico. Big Bayou, where did you go? It's running slow to the Gulf of Mexico. Big Bayou, carry me home. Big Bayou, where did you go? To the river that's running slow and to the Gulf of Mexico. Big Bayou, carry me home.
That's Big Bayou from our guest, Linda Gail Lewis. You've developed a friendship with Wanda Jackson. Do you feel a special kinship with the female rockers out there?
You know, James, I wouldn't be a female rocker if it hadn't been for Wanda Jackson. I was a country singer.
Yeah.
And I did a little rock and roll, just kind of, you know, sang it a little bit with my brother. We recorded Roll Over Beethoven. But if I was doing Roll Over Beethoven today...
Yeah.
Or when I do it today, it's a totally different song for me now. And the way that happened was I was on the Silk Cut Festival tour with Jerry. I'd been in retirement for a few years because I wanted to be with my children. And when I went back on the road, I was on that tour with Jerry, and Wanda Jackson was on that tour. And I got to know her and her husband, Wendell. We would all be in the breakfast room in the mornings in those hotels in Europe. You know, they have free breakfast and everybody goes. And so we were there, and I got to know her, and I got to know Wendell, but especially her, because, you know, we were two ladies on the road.
Yeah.
And we like to talk about our children and things like that, and growing up in the music business, how different it was. And I got to know Wanda, and she is a really sweet, lovely Christian lady who is, I just love being around her. It's just such a pleasure for me to have a chance to sit down and visit with her as I did then. I didn't really know that much about her music. Because, you know, I'm a Jerry Lee Lewis fan, and when I, growing up in my home, we listened to a little bit of Patsy Cline, a little bit of Hank Williams, Jim Reeves, very few other artists, though, and maybe a Ray Charles record every now and then, but all the time in my home, when growing up with my mother and daddy, Jerry's music, once he started recording, it played every day. It was playing all the time. So I just didn't really think that much about other artists, and so I thought, well, you know, Wanda's such a sweet person. I'm going to go out and watch her show, because we had this gig with her in France where she was doing, she was going on first. It was a matinee. And I said, well, I have this chance now. I'll go out and see Wanda, just mostly to be polite. I didn't know that it was going to be a life-changing experience. And so I go out there, and I'm standing backstage watching her, and she walks up to that microphone, you know, and she starts singing Let's Have a Party.
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, I saw and heard a woman who could rock like a man.
Yeah.
And I thought, now I get this. Now I get this, because Jerry had said to me one time that the Great Balls of Fire thing that Dolly Parton did, it was all wrong. And I said to Jerry, what is wrong with this? And he said, she's singing it like a girl. He said, well, if you do a rock and roll song, you got to rock like a man. But then I remembered him saying that, and then I'm standing there listening to and watching and hearing Wanda Jackson just do this. It just blew me away. I was so amazed at how great she was then, and I saw her recently, and she still is.
Oh, absolutely.
So then I thought, well, you know, maybe I can do rock and roll. So I started my solo career at that time, because Jerry's wife at that time didn't really want to have me as part of the gig. And I thought, well, Jerry has a new baby boy. That would be Jerry Lee Lewis III. I'm so fond of my nephew Lee. Just love him. And I thought, he's got this new baby boy and this fairly new marriage. I'm creating a problem, so I'm going to start my solo career. And then everybody said, well, you're 40 years old and overweight, and what are you going to do?
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, well, just hang on a minute. Just hide and watch. Because, you know, my mother and my brother and my daddy, my family, my sister, too, everybody's always given me a lot of confidence in myself. So I just figured I could do it. And after I heard Wanda out there rocking like she was rocking in France, I thought, well, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to play the piano, and I'm going to sing rock and roll. And that, I don't know that I would ever have done it if I hadn't seen what Wanda could do. It really influenced me greatly.
That's very
and
cool.
And I told her after that, I said, you know, I wouldn't have ever done rock and roll if it hadn't been for you. And she looked at me, because I'd just done a really raunchy version of what I say, which I don't know if she and Wendell actually approved of that. She just looked at me and she said, I hope that's a good thing, Linda.
Oh, me. Well, I tell
you. She is so sweet. I love her. They were so nice to me, because we were both on the same festival. And they left their hotel and came. They weren't on the same night I was, but they left their hotel to come and see my gig.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, they're so lovely.
Yeah, I tell you what, if anybody needs any proof, they could just get on YouTube and find some Linda Gail Lewis in concert videos. And boy, it will blow them away, I tell you.
Thank you. I have a special feeling for this music. I really love it.
Yeah, it's one of those where you watch and you're like, okay, wow. Well, then she is showing everybody how it's done.
Well, it's so much fun. I tell you, James, it's so much fun that I have done gigs that I really wasn't going to make any money from because they were going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
And then I've done other gigs, of course, where I did well. But it's just the gig itself. I sometimes forget to go and get paid and have to go back. Because in that moment, it's just so wonderful. It's the most wonderful thing in the world, and I am so blessed to be able to do this at this time in my life. It's a real blessing.
We'll be right back with more from Linda Gale Lewis, so stay tuned. Viva Las Vegas 19 is April 14th through 17th at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, featuring guitar legend Dick Dale. Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot.
That's rockin' in Brighton tonight. Rockin' in Brighton tonight.
The Polecats.
Make a circuit with me.
The Stars of Rockabilly Show with Sleepy LaBeef. The Doo-Wop All-Star Show with Bobby Hendrix, Jack Scott, Rocky Burnett and Daryl Higham, Big Sandy and his Fly Ride Boys, Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang, Jay Milano, Restless, and over 50 more artists.
But that's not all.
Burlesque Show, Deke's Guitar Geek Show, Car Show, Burlesque Bingo, Pool Parties, and so much more. It's Viva Las Vegas 19. For tickets and information, go to VivaLasVegas.net, and we'll see you there.
There's a rumble in Brighton tonight.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour and talking to our guest, Linda Gale Lewis. From her album, Lie and Deny, here's Wait and See.
The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. One day you'll cry, I won't come back to you. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. You've got such a great, big, beautiful smile. I wanna hug and kiss you for a while. The sun's gonna shine. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see.
Tell me about how this Lanark Records deal came about for you.
Well, you know, one day I got this message from my daughter, and she said, you know, Danny might be able to get you a deal with Lanark. And I thought, oh, well, that would be really cool, because that's Charlie Gracie's label.
Yeah.
I hadn't only heard good things about Quentin and that label, Quentin and Frank and all the guys. And so I thought, well, this could be really a cool thing. And so then she said, well, you know, Quentin Jones is going to produce it, but Danny and I will be with you. Danny will play some guitar, and I'll be there to do any backing vocals that you might need. And, of course, as it's turned out, one of the best songs on the album, Annie sings the lead vocal on, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, she did some backing vocals with me as well, and I was so happy to have her. And, you know, we got in the car. We'd come home from a tour in Australia, and we got in the car, and my son-in-law sat in the front seat with me. and Annie was in the back seat and slept the whole trip just about. And we just drove right on up to Lancaster, and I think it was about a 16-hour trip or something from Atlanta. And, of course, Danny and I talked about a lot of things, and we listened to some music and stuff. And we got up there, we went in there, all of us, totally focused. And, of course, I have a great relationship with Quentin, my producer. He's a lovely person. And we just, I've never had an awkward moment with him,
yeah.
Not even one. And his wife, Caroline, is so nice, and it's so pleasant to be around. And hey, it was a blast, but I'm going to tell you right now, we worked really hard. We got a lot done in a short amount of time.
Well, and I tell you, it sounds like it. I mean, you guys went in the studio and just rocked. I've been to Lancaster, and it's a beautiful town, but I'm sure there's some scorched earth around there for like how hard you guys rocked in there. Because
listen, we were burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah.
And you know, the only song that we had any discussion about at all was Spellbound.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I knew how pretty Annie's voice would be on that, and I knew that my harmony part, I knew it would be kind of like an Everly Brothers type thing with us singing that together. And it meant a lot to me to do it that way. And Quentin was just wonderful. He let us have, you know, creative control over a lot of it. We got it done, and we did work really hard. I think we took like 3 hours off on one of those days and went out to lunch with Danny's dad.
Yeah.
And that the rest of the time, we were in that studio just bringing in like a sandwich or, I mean, we'd go in there and 12 hours would go by and we'd be in there working.
Oh, that's a great.
Grab a bite when you can.
Together for eternity, I find it hard to get there.
And I have to say, the album cover Vince Ray came up with is just so cool. That's going to look great on
isn't
a T-shirt.
Isn't that cool?
It is very cool. Very cool.
Fantastic. Because you know, I'm actually, you know, James, I'm actually an older person, you know, obviously older than you are and a lot of people. But you know what? Just because I'm 68 doesn't mean that I have to be an old fuddy-duddy.
No.
And I like new things, and I love Vince's artwork. It's something different. And hey, there's nothing wrong with doing something different.
Absolutely not. Yeah, he's fantastic with the stuff he's designed. I've seen, you know, Viva Las Vegas and Stray Cats and Reverend Horton Heat and stuff. So you're in good company, too. So that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, James, I mean, how many album covers can we do that are just the same with somebody sitting and smiling, you know?
Exactly.
Over and over. We've had so many of those.
That's right. The title cut, A Hard Rockin' Man, is, you know, kind of gives a variant on the album title, Hard Rockin' Woman.
I love that song, James.
Absolutely.
I really love that. I love that song.
And that was one Danny did before with Devil's Daughters. You guys really just rocked it up.
Yeah, you know, those girls can really sing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that fond of the name of the group because, you know, I'm a Christian.
Sure.
But Danny did. You know, one of the girls' mothers didn't like the name of the group either.
Yeah.
but those girls really are, they're good singers, so I wanted to make sure that I did a good job on their song, because they wrote it along. Danny had the idea for the song, and the three of them wrote it together, and I wanted them to all like it, so I worked really hard on it. But you know what, it wasn't hard to cut, because I liked the song and I knew it, I'd learned it. Hi, this is Linda Gail Lewis, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley and the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Lewis family doesn't have to perfect the rock and roll attitude because they invented it. The queen of the pump and piano is back, and she's just getting started.
He's a real bad boy and he's sweet on me. He's my good rockin' baby. He's my hard rockin' man.
Linda Gail Lewis makes her Landmark Records debut with Hard Rockin' Woman.
Now pretty soon you're gonna see. She never
a stellar band, including guitars by Danny B. Harvey and Quentin Jones, as well as backing vocals by her daughter, Annie Marie Lewis.
Heartbreak happens, and I might lose control.
Linda Gail Lewis, Hard Rockin' Woman, produced by Quentin Jones on Lanark Records. Rockabilly Deluxe features the best in new and classic roots, rockabilly, and psychobilly music from around the world. In 6 issues a year, we cover it all, not just the music, but the Weekenders, the Pinups, the Hot Rods, and all the other details that create the scene. And coming soon, even more content in our online issue. Subscribe online at www.rockabillydeluxemagazine.bigcartel.com. Rockabilly Deluxe Magazine. If there's a rockabilly scene, we'll be there. And you should be there with us. This is Jammin' James Riley. We just heard Hard Rockin' Man from Linda Gail Lewis from her latest Lanark Records release, Hard Rockin' Woman. This, of course, is a great segue to our killer countdown brought to us by Lanark Records and featuring that very release from Linda Gail. Now, of course, we are counting down the top 20 of your favorite Jerry Lee Lewis tracks to celebrate the killer's 80th birthday. Now, this hour, we hit the top 10, hearing number 10 through number 6. Coming in at number 10 is a song that in custom fashion for the killer, he makes it his own. It's from the 1980 album Killer Country. Here's Over the Rainbow.
Number 10.
Number 10.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a perfect 10.
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over that old rainbow. I wonder why, Lord, can I? Somewhere over the rainbow, whereby, you know there's a land old Jerry dreamed. Once done a lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where kisses are melting like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over the rainbow. I wonder why can't I?
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sonny Burgess of the Pacers wishing the killer Jerry Lee Lewis happy birthday. I'm trying to outlive him.
Coming in at number 9 is the first song Jerry Lee recorded at Sun Records, a tune written by Ray Price featuring just Jerry Lee on piano and vocals, and Jimmy Van Eaton on drums, except for a little guitar from probably Billy Lee Riley at the end. Here's Crazy Arms.
Here's number 9. Here's number 9, that's just fine.
Saying you're not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine. My troubled mind grows blue to another you'd be way. But now I'm so lonely all the time. Just dreams I had for you and me, and take all the love I thought was mine. Someday your crazy arm will hold somebody new, but now I'm so lonely all the time. While my yearning heart keeps saying, you're not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine. My troubled mind grows blue to another you'll be with. But now I'm so lonely all the time.
That's a classic Coke commercial from The Killer. Hey, at number 8 in our Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records, is a song that Jerry Lee's sister recorded on her latest Lanark project as well. We'll hear that one actually the next time. Now, this song hit number 18 on the U.S. Country Singles Chart in 1979. It's Rockin' My Life Away.
Number 8.
All the way to number 8.
You heard me. Number 8.
'25 and 1498, I throw the rock and roll party on my last birthday, but it's good. I'm rocking my life away. I've been moving and I'm grooving and I'm getting both nights.
day. I got a gal called Nelly, she's a chili pepper hot. She knows how to roll a killer note, how to rock, and I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I've been rocking and I'm rolling and I'm moving both night and day. Well, a streamlined fleet line, a military brass, you know the gentle daughter, but the killer top brass. I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I've been moving and moving and getting it both night and day. Watch me now. Come on, baby, you know what I mean. I like the way you shake that thing. And I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I've been getting it, getting it, doing it both night and day. Get it, James. Rocker boy, you don't know what you love, cause I'm a mammy jamming mother. I've been getting it moving, hold on, I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I like to rock and roll, and I'm darn sure here to stay. Look out now.
This is Quentin Jones.
And this is Wendell Jones.
From the Reach Around Rodeo Clowns on Landmark Records.
Right here in downtown Mountville, Pennsylvania.
We'd like to wish the killer a happy birthday.
Attaboy, go get him.
At number seven is a tune from 1959. It had Big Blonde Baby on the flip side. Here's Loving Up a Storm.
Number seven.
Here we are, number seven.
Number seven.
Shiver fly like oak leaves caught in a gust of wind. My heart beats fast as a clickety clack, like a train going round a bend. I call that loving up a storm. I said that's loving up a storm. Well, it's good for you, honey. It won't do you no harm.
When I begin to with it, darling, all I can hear is a shriek. Something touches you deep in your heart like it's lightning from the sky. I call that loving up a storm. Oh, loving up a storm. That is good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm. Oh! We're embracing, darling, I get wild as a hurricane. And when we kiss, it won't fire. Ice water's running through my veins. I call that loving up a storm. Oh, loving up a storm. And it's good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm. That is good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm. It's good for you, baby. It won't do you no harm.
Our final song this hour in the Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records. LanarkRecords.net is the place to go for more info about Linda Gail Lewis, Reach Around Rodeo Clowns, Robert Gordon, Charlie Gracie, and so much more. At number six is a song from 1973's Session Project. Here's No Headstone on My Grave.
Number six.
And now, number six.
It's so close. It's there. It's number six.
Oh, but no headstone on my grave. All my life I've been a slave. Want the whole wide world to know. Hear the eyes of a man that loved you so. Mama, mama, don't you cry. Mama, don't cry. I'm gonna meet you in the by-and-by. In the sweet by-and-by. Tell Papa I'm coming home. Coming on home. God, it can't be very long. Put a headstone on my grave. All my life I've been a slave. I want the whole wide world to know. Here lies a man that loved, I don't put no headstone on my grave. All my life I've been your slave. Woo! I want the whole wide world to know. I hear lots of stuff that loved you so. Mama, 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 don't you cry. But I'm gonna meet you in the by and by. In the sweet by and by. Tell the Papa I'm coming home. Coming all home. And you know something, neighbors? Oh God, it can't be very long. Don't put a headstone on my grave. I want a monument. This is the killer speaking, darling. Oh!
So you weren't able to make it out to your favorite festival this year.
Or you forgot to buy your favorite band's t-shirt and concert.
Or you just can't get enough of cool merchandise from the rockabilly scene. Rocking Merch is the place for you. The official online store for Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend. As well as pomade, CDs, records, DVDs, and other merchandise from some of your favorite rockabilly artists. Find them online at rockingmerch.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your rockabilly needs.
Hi, I'm John Stamos, and you're listening to the Rockabilly Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll, this is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, next time, we'll hear the top five in our Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records, as well as the final part in our Linda Gail Lewis interview. Now, both of those can't be missed. Well, let's get back into the rockin' tunes, shall we? From their album Baby Likes Booze, it's the Phantom Playboys with Wildcat Ways.
come around me. You know I just can't dig it. Much kind of love your daddy too. I just can't believe it. Just won't do too much. I can't take it. It's ever. Well, I saw you coming my way. Had to run the other direction. Claiming you would be through with me. My soul won't take it, but I'll bring you the connection. I can't make up my mind. Yeah, what you gonna do? Maybe your temptation and I want it too. Well, why can't please just tear me up? Only girl's gotta live to be at least 22 too much. I can't take it. It's taboo. I can't make up my mind. Yeah, what you gonna do? Maybe your temptation, and I want it too. Well, why can't praise just tear me up? I guess you gotta live to be at least 22 too much. I can't take it. It's ever too much. I can't take it.
The ground's also quaking, and I wanna roll back in bed. But for you, I put on my disguise. Well, I can't wait any longer to tell you who I really am. And if I tell you three words, can I still be your man? Well, I'm a monster in disguise. I misunderstood. The doctor, when he met me, he said I got the happy normal disease. I got the brain of a killer, the hands of a thriller, and for some reason I speak Japanese. But for you, I put on this disguise. Well, I can't wait any longer to tell you who I really am. And if I tell you three words, can I still be your man? Well, I'm a monster in disguise. Well, I'm a monster, but I can be a nice guy. My intentions are good, but I'm misunderstood. Sounds crazy, a little hard to comprehend. Nerves that are quiver, an alcoholic liver, and a heart that's made in London, Southeast, and it beats for you. Cause monsters need love too. Well, that's all my secrets, everything you need to know. And if I tell you three words, will you promise not? Misunderstood.
is me. Heartbeat, why does a love kiss stay in my memory? Riddly pat, I know that new love thrills me. I know that true love will be. Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Why do you skip when my baby's lips meet mine? Heartbeat, why do you flip, then give me a skip beat sign? Diddly pat and sing to me love story. My baby kisses me.
That was Buddy Holly with Heartbeat. That was actually the last Buddy Holly hit released during his lifetime. Now, that particular single, released in November of 1958, had the tune Well All Right as the B-side. We also heard from the Sugar Daddies and their latest radio single called Monster. Now, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned next time for more from Linda Gale Lewis, The Killer Countdown, and so much more. I promise that. Until then, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.